are from the Indians. Welcome to pilgrims and to the buffaloes who once ruled the plain. Like the vultures circling beneath the dark clouds, looking for the rain.
Hey, Matt Rothschild with you. That's a little Gil Scott Heron for you. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Our guest this afternoon for the next little bit is Bill Fletcher Jr., a leading trade union activist and intellectual on the left. My guest host, as usual, is Angela Lang of Block. And I'm going to turn it over to you, Angela, to engage in conversation with Bill right now.
Yeah, first of all, thanks, Bill, for being here. I think there's so much to learn, and I was very excited to get to pick your brain a little bit. One thing, full disclosure, is my first job out of college was for SEIU, the Service Employees International Union. And that was roughly a little over 10 years ago. So I saw the right to work fight when I was there. And it was a little bit after Scott Walker's election and Act 10. And understanding, I think in Wisconsin, being so polarized, we knew there was one side or another. There was a very clear villain. There was a very clear enemy to workers in Wisconsin. And so I'm thinking about since that time, since Scott Walker was elected, how the Dems haven't been able to land an economic message, knowing that they are the party of unions, pro-worker, raising the minimum wage, paid sick days, things like that. That's what they're known for, and Republicans are very much not known for those policies. Why is it that the Democrats can't seem to connect what they stand for with the working class?
I think that there's a few different responses to that, Angela. So let me start with something about the Harris campaign and then work backwards. What's interesting is the allegations around that some people made about Harris, claiming that she wasn't talking about the economy, ignored her proposals. Like there was this article by this guy, Michael Barube, in New Lines magazine that identified her discussions about child tax credits, earned income tax credits, subsidies for first-time home buyers, incentives for building affordable housing, all of the things that you and I would talk about that would be directly aimed at the working class. I think that part of what happened was, at least in the Harris campaign, there was a mistake of expecting that there would be enough of a splintering of the Republican Party to result in a victory. And I think that was a mistake. It was a big mistake. I think that the second thing is that the Democratic Party, although it has been the party which unions and workers have generally rallied to, has always been a capitalist party. It is not an anti-capitalist party. And it is actually not a political party. It's really an alliance. And that's what many people miss, that there's in some ways five or six parties within the Democratic Party. And the pro-worker element, the element that I would identify with people like AOC, is a segment, it's a minority, and that the dominant force is a force that is pro-capitalist and has a very ambivalent relationship with the wealthy. And they also do not want to. They only want to upset the apple cart, but so much, which means that it's people like us that have to be pushing in order to bring about the kind of change that we need to have happen. When we don't, which was a big mistake under Obama, when we thought, oh, we got the brother in, he's going to do the right thing, that was a fundamental mistake. Yeah. And so I think that's part of what it is, Angela, the sort of gravitating back towards hoping that they can find some sort of normality. And it's wrong strategically. We need a different kind of approach.
I agree. I think there's a lot of times, you know, we talk about on the left building a multiracial working class movement. But how do we do that? Understanding that there are folks that are a part of a union that still voted for Trump at the end of the day. That's what right. does that look like? So, yeah, thank you for that. And I think there's just more to digest and to chew on. But thank you.
Oh,
so
I'd
much
love to get into that question. I mean, if we had time, I mean, that's what I obsess on.
Yeah,
and I used to work for SEIU as well.
So, Bill, we're going to have to get you back here on Civic Media Radio Network, and I'll try to do that because we should dig into that issue a little more. Bill Fletcher is a writer, activist, trade unionist, a really leading intellectual on the left. Really appreciate you spending this half hour with us, Bill.
It's absolutely my pleasure. You take care and stay safe.
Yeah.
Thank you. Be
well. You as well. Have a nice weekend. Okay. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Matt Rothschild. She's Angela Lang. We'll be back in just a little bit with a different guest from a different party, actually. Yes. Former Governor Scott McCallum, Republican, will be joining us right after the break. So I hope you will tune in and you can join the conversation. 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. And we'll be right back. Thanks for listening to us this afternoon, this gray Wisconsin afternoon.
And now it's a winter. Winter in America. Yes, and all of the hillers have been killed. Sent away. The people know it's winter. Winter in America.